All right, another exciting recording. It's the 11th of May. Oh my goodness gracious. What shall we do? What shall we do? How does it look out there? It looks a little damp. That might not be a bad thing. To do that. Do that when I do dishes. I'll sweep every once in a while, though. I don't get around to mopping too much.
Me either.
Because, yeah, it's kind of a little bit.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it? Go, Lee!
Deodorant.
It's close. If you sound it out, it's close enough, and you say, oh, yeah, okay. I know what that guy's after. Ooh. Oh, no, Lee. It seems chilly out there. Yeah. This can get hot. Oh. Oh, yuck. Sure. So it could be a blessing. Thanks, Father. Yeah, I guess. No, I don't want to use a jacket. I'm struggling. Jacket, no jacket. I'm so hard, Lee.
How about a long sleeve shirt?
Yeah. Oh. I'm already wearing long pants. I'll suffer through. It makes me a better person, maybe. I don't remember really getting grumpy about weather. It's about other things. Life, yeah. Taller. Well, it's your pants. They're really high watery. You know, I mean, like, you know. Oh, you like capris. Well, I left your Christmas stuff out in the rain. You know, because we were worried about the buggies. So, I don't know how much the buggies appreciate the water. Probably not very much. Good. I would rather them be kind of on the side of being upset. Uh-oh. What? Oh. Well. Do. Mommy have to go to the bathroom all of a sudden? Oh, yeah, how'd our plants do? Well, they look pretty good. No worse for wear. Sure got rained on. That's great. It's Mom! Hi, wonderful.
Hey!
Yeah, I think they're okay. Didn't get beat up or anything.
Yeah. This one looks like it's getting beaten on.
Ugh.
At least the rain.
The stuff that tastes good, you know.
At least the rain got here last night.
It did. You can still see evidence of it, man. It's great. It didn't just dry off and go away and like it never happened. That's marvelous. Oh. Tonight because she walks with such purpose. Me, I'm just kind of
meandering.
Kind of how I approach most things, don't I? Kind of meandering. But I'm with you, gorgeous.
Coming up. Joshua's first anniversary.
Oh my gosh. He's married for a year. How's it going for him?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they're going to figure it out. You know? Oh. Yeah, Lisa's purposeful walk is just a little bit faster than my relaxed meandering, yeah? Oh.
There's a little puddle over there.
Yeah, oh. Look at that. Their poor vehicle is in a much bigger puddle. That's a shame. Nice vehicle. Oh. So we're doing the whole circuit, yeah? I don't know. Ow. Oh. Uh-oh. Department of Transportation folk. The four people. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, it kind of confuses me why they ultimately paved Norton Road for all the six people that actively used the thing. Pardon me. Must be contracts or something.
No,
I don't
know.
Oh. I don't think they care. Except if they want to have, you know. Oh. We want to have green grass. Oh. Yeah, this is an example of Eastern New Mexico xeriscaping. Although, I kind of think this is kind of cool, except that, yeah, all this stuff's going through and there's an elm tree killing off the fork.
Yeah.
Other thing, in you go. And who knows if the person who even lives there was the person that actually put this stuff in to begin with. You know? Somebody else's grand plan. And you come in, you go, well, hey, I don't have to mow it. Or, hey, if I even try to mow it, it's the end of the world, so I'm not going to mess with it. And you go, but I'm not going to sit out here and pull weeds out here. Tricky thing. Yeah. Already? Ta-da! See? All that grousing came in handy. Sorry, Lee. We've barely even begun. Oh. I tell ya. So yeah. The ranchers aren't doing so well. They're... That's nothing. Well, and you go, yeah, it's true. It's just... One of my... Yeah. And then, yeah, it says you're just giving it out indiscriminately. I said, I didn't even really ask for it.
Well, you applied for it.
Well... I was going to buy a radio over the car. So yeah. So some of our friends who are ranching sorts might might not be in the best of spirits for a while. This guy was saying, yeah, I own outright tens of thousands of acres of land. It says, I'm starving. Says, good luck trying to sell this thing if it was like, okay, I gotta liquidate to keep my family fed, and you go, good luck. At this point for them, all their land ends up being a burden. Because they still have to pay property tax on it. I mean, it's not huge amounts of property tax per acre, but boy, that adds up, you know, multiplier. 50,000 times, I don't know how much it is, and I don't want to offend, but, you know, a dollar an acre. Okay, you gotta crank, you gotta cough up $50,000 to the government. Yeah, well, at least I can pay my taxes, that's nice. You can always go, there's so much beef my family can eat until we explode. Oh. Anyway. There's somebody out there who's figured out how to get filthy rich off and all that stuff.
Isn't that what Fauci's trying to do? We can't go back to life as we know it until we have a vaccine for all. And yet he gets paid to make those vaccines.
And I'm invested in something that I think will be the cure. $1,000 a pop.
Yeah.
And the government will cough it up because we told all the people they had to have it. You go, God, what a great scheme, man. And he's only investing in it. He's not even the that's producing it. You know, it's not like he goes night and goes, oh, I'm gonna find it. He goes home at night and calls his accountant and says, how rich am I now? And you're going, oh my gosh, why am I listening to him? He's got ulterior motives galore.
Yeah, Trump really needs to get rid of him.
Because he appears to be a swamp rat. And he's loving it. Yeehaw. Sad to say, but boy, yeah, that's well, maybe it's raining. Save on feed for their stock that they can't hardly sell. Look at him. Look, he's a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there he goes, Matt. Can you get him? He's kind of wondering about you, Matt. Look at him go. Oh, he hid, Matt. Oh, there he is. You looking for snakes? Surely this water got some snakes out. That's why he's here. You get him?
Yeah.
Good job. All right, man. I have to figure out what we're going to do with all these pictures you take, Matt. I think we need to put them somewhere. You know? If they all just live on your phone, I mean, that's not bad, but anyway. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping for good things for the ranchers. Heck, I'm hoping for good things for everybody. For being such a dang pessimist, I really hope good things for my neighbor. Any troubles at all for the cathedral, Lee? For the modern church of the intelligentsia? Who they're getting ready to throw everybody at. Everybody go back to school. It's like, oh man, we're going to be floating in money soon. That's crazy. He looks like he's on his own, living free, man. I think he's gonna come over and say. Well, individual people are pretty nice. But as a crowd, freaking insane. Don't know what to tell them. Oh my. Wow. There's a concept. I mean, you're probably right. Yeah? Okay. I know. It's annoying. La 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 la. Do 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 do. Oh. We're gonna have mosquitoes soon. Fun! Yeah? Well, I'm glad you've got the answer. I just mostly suffer through. I'm like that guy. We watched this guy. I actually found that video on Nexus News Feed, which is a really interesting collection of things. I don't know who runs it. There used to be something called Nexus Magazine, but I don't even know if a magazine exists. But, they're into the paranormal. They track earthquakes. You'll hear about almost every earthquake of any significance at all. They do a little bit of politics, stuff like that. Anyway, but yeah, that's where this doctor from Hawaii, one of the people that kind of glommed onto him. And I like him. He seems really sensible. He seems to know what he's talking about. Yeah. You remember? You were talking about that on Saturday or something? We were watching that thing?
Yeah.
Listening to it? Yeah. Because he would just say, this is life. This is just a natural process. Heck, this... He's talking about weeds and how weeds are an important part of... Yeah, especially when you've got destroyed soil, man, and hay. I think that describes the front yard rather pointedly. It was a blighted landscape. But it made me think about autumn berries, and Lisa worried that, I don't know, it'll take over. That might not be such a bad thing. Here, and you go, yeah, it didn't get itself here by nature. China is not known as a, at least some, many parts of China are not known as a barren wasteland. So for all I know, it wouldn't last here at all. But you know, who knows? All I know is every time I try to do something intentionally, it's supposed to be some kind of benefit, it is horrible. It doesn't cooperate at all. What can you do? I always have, faith in God, and I have faith in the fact that most of the processes that make this world work are kind of screwy sometimes, and as soon as you try to do something that reduces your workload, you're going to pay a price someplace else for it. That's just life. Except for Bill Gates. The whole guy that says we shouldn't stop doing this until we have a cure. And you're going, well then where's that cure to the flu? Yeah. Where's that one? That we shouldn't have even entered the 20th century. For everybody cowering in fear to its mighty power. That's why I like that guy from Hawaii. I think he's a straight shooter. I'm saying, you know, okay, some people are going to die, so this will process this. So yeah, the little stronger part is when these things just kind of happen.
And we didn't know what to do.
Yeah, we didn't have a clue what to do.
We don't know what to do.
Right. We've just made it really obvious we still don't know what to do. Except that we have so much better the mechanisms to force our decisions on other people. So I'll take the blessing that I'm that I work for the Church of the Intelligent. Know that those guys aren't gonna accept pig crap like that. Are you crazy? But I'm glad I'm just the janitor, you know? Much safer. I didn't cut my hand and seal my fate with my blood. Well, I think that's a perfectly wise thing to do. I'm the idiot maniac. I can't continue about the Church of the Intelligentsia. Yeah, and my God keeps being all pragmatic and throwing me in that direction, doesn't he? It's like, well, okay, I'll do it. Never turns down. Huh. Greasing about those is they actually kick pretty far, you know, they're close to the ground. Yeah, I don't think it's very nice. But then yeah. I think they were bred to be angry. You know? When you actually consciously make something small and cute and intimate, well, some people do, intimately, that's why you have them. You don't have them because they're ugly. Although, I don't know, some people would give the bulldog. Chase for everybody. Yeah, Otto, and you're going, He's a freaking Ottoman, man. Fat. Anyway. Oh, Otto is Dennis Prager's dog. Featured on many of his fireside chats. But yeah, you make a dog so they fit okay in a purse. No wonder they're nervous. They're a freaking target for almost anything. Yeah. I don't know. Somebody or other. Oh. It's a... Well, you know what? I don't know how good they really are at that. When you make them that small, not a lot of good bone structure to keep them together, man. I don't think these things have a long lifespan either. That and any reasonable size eagle will just take off with the thing. It's like snack size at the grocery store, you know? It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe people are actually producing these things just for me. So yeah, I guess I can't blame a dog with those kinds of enforced disadvantages, being a little torqued and barking and barking and barking all the time, hoping the heck that if he makes enough noise to keep the snakes away, they can swallow him whole. So yeah, it's pretty sensible for them to be the way they are. Well, you know, I can see the point. I think it's almost a cruelty to let them exist. Yeah, breed them and then sell them, and you're going, that's all that's about. It's just good marketing. But it makes the ego happy. Because, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't think you find this dog in nature. You know? They don't like roam the tundra in their feral state, because one moose will lay down and squash all of them. Like the situation, the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Matt. Mm-hmm. Arthur Dent said something, and it floated through a wormhole, and there was these two armies that had been at war with each other for thousands of years, and they had finally gotten to the point to where they were having a little peace conference between their two leaders. And the wormhole opens up. This kind of just offhand comment of Arthur's, which translated into the language of this group, was something unspeakable about your mother. The message came from, took all their ships, built these big, huge spaceships to come, knowing that it was the Earth that had done it, and they're coming in, howling down through the atmosphere in fiery balls of flame, come to destroy the Earth. Yeah. And they got swallowed by a small dog because they didn't have a sense of proportion. And all the experts say that this stuff happens all the time and you shouldn't worry about it. There you go, Matt. There's the explanation of all this stuff. I think the prophet takes probably the right tack to it. If we want to remain relevant going forward, we'll just do what we're told.
Okay.
Make the best of it. What are you contemplating? Stopping? Yeah? I'm dropping off that? That sounds like a great. I tell you, Matt. Ugh. Mom will rejoin us momentarily. Whee! I don't know. I think that's actually grass and not something evil.
I know.
Of course, it's always just that strip.
But I can't put it in my lawn.
Yeah, I can't get to move any further in. It doesn't seem encouraged to do what it can do. But, honestly, oh, yeah, I know. Your life sucked. I know. Nothing I can do about it, my friend. There was a way to do it. Do it quietly and without a lot of fuss. I'd put you on misery, my friend. Oh, boy. They're coming. No. Trees we gave to the amenities. It's feeling pretty good. Isn't that one of the ones we gave them? You don't think so? Yeah, I know. I feel bad. You're a good dog. What? No, I'm talking to this dog. It's a good dog. No, I'm beginning. Getting all crazy? Of course, you have to be careful spoiling. They're just as likely to go after you as anything else. Just quietly. Well, you know. don't know. Mom's kind of in the middle. She doesn't act very worried, does she? Dog's got emphysema. Oh, I don't know. There must not be any more. Doesn't look like anybody's really done anything here for a bit. You know, life. What are you gonna do? You know, I was always kind of sad. You know that kind of Star Trek episode where the little I don't know what they really look like, kind of like crab. I had an episode about it, maybe one and a half, and then it never came up again. It was like,
well, they killed the mama.
Yeah. But I think it would have been far more interesting if Star Trek went a little dark, you know?
Well,
much more realistic. Yeah. Stargate was far better for the fact that you had plenty of conspiracy going on. Evil stuff like that. Evil was ultimately kind of shoved off the side because it became somewhat irrelevant. You know, after the Ori came, it was like, who cares about the glow world anymore? Pretty much took them down to size. And you're going, did we wipe them out? You go, no, we didn't wipe them out. What happened? They just became irrelevant. Who cared? There was much fish to fry. It was like, oh, cool. You know? How come in Star Trek, I mean, it just started to get interesting. There was breakaway groups that actually didn't like the Federation. who the Federation were oppressing. And you're going, good. I'm tired of hearing about all this nobleness, man, because it's garbage. Everybody who dreams someday will come up with some wonderful organization that we'll all be wonderful people and we're not going to take advantage of each other. And you're going, what? But that's only because it isn't because you've solved hunger and stuff like that and the great umbrella organization that takes care of you is all this, you know, this wonderful scientific advances that make us all into nicer people. So that's garbage. Now God does it. That's mostly by getting rid of the nasty people, right? Until it's all over with. And my biggest thing is I've got to make sure that I'm not one of the nasty people. That's pretty much what God is, right? That's what it's all about. And the wonderful thing that you can change from being a nasty person to being a good person. Yes. Well, isn't that enduring to the end? Not becoming, I don't know, evil. Because, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, it was kind of cool when those Indians had found a planet and they were doing all kinds of stuff. And the Federation left them out to dry, which is exactly what these kinds of organizations and how you deal with it. It seems like the Carnies were halfway decent about the whole thing, you know? If you leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. You go, guy, I think I prefer this to the darn Federation. Who's always in your face. Even the... They never said such things, because I think it had been excised from the vocabulary. You know, that place was all about a milder form of social justice, you know. Of course, now, I think that's why people say we don't really show the next generation anymore, because it's just not relevant. Nobody thinks much of it anymore. The brand of social justice now is so radical. The Star Trek people, they do. It looks absolutely pathetic, and you go, the Federation was nothing but kind of a European Union sort of thing, right? But it's taking over your sovereignty. It's making all the decisions made by a bunch of, well, no, extremely wise scientists, right? We're all being ruled by science and logic. And yeah, if you don't form to their way of thinking, it isn't that they're going to try to exterminate you, try to bring you into the 25th century. You know, we totally respect your indigenous rights, and you go, bull crap, no they don't. It's all about larger players on the field. These guys just want to be left alone. But you know, the Federation can't do that. Oh no. Everybody's got to be tagged. Everybody's got to be in the huge shipboard computer. when they have those episodes where they say, you know, we really don't have much on these people, and you go, makes me want to be one of those people that they don't have much on. And I like the fact that Starfleet was kind of starting to get a little bit realistic, you know. Roddenberry was all about utopia, you know. He was showing you a beautiful future, and you're going, I'm glad it's showing some cracks, because it needs to be realistic. For us, you know, everybody says, how are we going to build this amazingly marvelous society? That'll survive for, you know, 275 years, peace and prosperity. And you go, well, I know how the Lord did it. He says, he destroyed all the wicked. Now, he didn't just destroy all the wicked. He destroyed an awful lot of nice people, too, I'm sure. You know, he doesn't have a precise smart bomb that he employs. He does it the old-fashioned way. I send a plague. Good people will handle it with some grace, and nasty people will handle it with their custom nastiness. Kind of helps me figure who's who. Because it is. I don't think God's trying to create a utopian society. I really don't. He's trying to develop the right kind of people. Individually. Utopian societies are all about external things. If we can just tweak this, if we can change this, if we can do this part and this part. Evil people who are obviously motivated by hunger or everything else, and you go, well, there's some people, there's actually quite a few, whose tendency is to be mean and nasty. That part is, I might be one of them. But I'm trying to be a decent person anyway. Hope that counts for something. And you go, until you can eliminate bad people, it doesn't matter how you change things. It's not going to make things really all that better. The universal basic income. The utopians think that once we have things like that, that all of a sudden the world would be a whole lot better.
Ooh.
Good. A quiet dog that doesn't want to eat mom. He's decided it's not interesting, huh? Alright. That's good. So I noticed he saw and he turned and walked away. It's like good. That's exactly the way dogs should behave around Lisa. They go, but her pheromones just turn me on. And they go, but her ultrasonics turn you off. I know, it's just enough to make your head explode. That's the way it goes. But yeah, when push comes to shove, I really don't want to see the Starfleet death chambers for all the people they have to kill to keep up the utopia. You know? I much prefer God's way of doing it. Which is, we'll warn them that the sorting is coming. We won't say when. That way they won't put it off. Because you never know when it's going to come. And I'm going to say, it's coming. Sometime soon. What soon? Ah, you'll see it when it's coming. Yeah, real soon. Anyway, yeah. So I guess I had a good Star Trek phase, and then it's like, you know what? It leaves me kind of ultimately. Because their version of the future doesn't work. It isn't like... Oh! I'm struggling. I said it comes from the inside. How God works. And it's all your choice. And nobody has to cease to exist. You just go to some place, and he doesn't give you the capacity to leave. How about those apples? That's why they say, yeah, we'll explore the stars. And you go, you know what? I'm not sure that's really even... gonna really happen. I'm sorry, they all say, oh, it's a conspiracy that we never went to the moon. You go, you know what? I don't know. But I gotta tell you this, the vast majority of us never will. Wow. That's a nice boat. I think that's kind of what attracted Hal to being to that kind of lifestyle. Yeah?
Yeah.
Is always. You know? These are nice vehicles, man. And nobody gives you too hard of a time. And you get to shoot people. Dang, man. What could be more fun than that? Oh. And the pay's pretty good. And after 20 years, you can retire if you want to. Take out the quickest retirement plan, short of the military. Talk about the state police. And there's a game. All of the best houses in Tucumcari anymore are either lived in by nurses and doctors or state police or their adjuncts, people who are basically have law enforcement. And it's like, yeah. Wave at them. Yeah. It's nice and cool. A little humid, but not bad. I have a feeling that tomorrow might be kind of tricky. Well, because of those puddles, you know, we're going to be getting a lot more of those mosquitoes and such. Okay.
My pumpkin got watered last night, too.
Yeah.
Look at these little tops of
cat hair.
Cat hair.
Yeah, I know. The cat that we've got, the furry
Martian
one. Yeah, she's a freaking hairball.